We're doing Daf Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah right now. Says the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Megillah. Megillah Nikreis Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalid, Bites Vav. The Megillah can be read either on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th day of the month of Adar, depending on where you live, as the Mishnah is going to explain. Lo Pachos V'lo Yoser. The Megillah can never be read before the 11th day of Adar, nor is it ever read after the 15th day of Adar. It's always within that window. So how does it play out that it could be read in all these different days? So the Mishnah is going to elaborate that there are three basic types of places that exist. Krachin ha-mukafin choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun. Any city that has had a wall around it from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, Korin b'tesvav, reads Megillah on the 15th. That's what we call Shushan Purim. Shushan is a city that had a wall around from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Shushan, and any such city, like Shushan, celebrates Purim on the 15th day of Adar. Kfarim, small villages, va'ayaros gedolos, and big cities that do not have a wall around it from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, Korin b'yodalid, celebrate Purim on the 14th day of Adar, what we know of as Purim. Ella, the only difference is, Shakfarim Makdim in the Yom HaKnisa. The tiny villages would sometimes read the Megillah earlier because people in tiny villages weren't able to get a minyan together to read the Megillah, and very often they didn't even have anyone in the whole village that knew how to read the Megillah. So they would wait for the market day where they would go into the big city and they would read the Megillah on the market day. So if market day is Monday and Thursday and Purim falls out on Wednesday, they would read the Megillah 2 days before Purim on that Monday. They would only read Megillah on a market day. They wouldn't read Megillah on the day of actual Purim if it was not a market day. Kate, so that's, now the Mishnah just goes through all the different possibilities of when Purim could fall out and who would read when if Purim falls out on each of the different days of the week. Chalios Yodalid Bisheni. If Purim falls out on what's Sheni? On Monday, so Kfarim Vayoros Gedolos Korim Bobayom. So the little villages and the big cities all read on that day, on Purim. Umukavos Choman, the cities that have had a wall around it from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when do they read? Lamachar, the next day, on Shushan Purim. Chalios Bishlishi, what if Purim falls out on Tuesday? Ober Vi'i, or it falls out on Wednesday? So Kfarim Makdim in the Yom HaKnisa. The little villages can't read on Tuesday or Wednesday because they don't have someone to read. So when do they read? The previous Monday. They read a couple of days earlier. Vayaros gedolos korim bobayom. The big cities read on the day of Purim itself. Umakavos chama lemachar. And the cities that were surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun read the next day. Read on Tesvav. Chalios bechamishi. If Yudal Adar Purim falls on Thursday, so Kfarim Vayoros Gedolos Korim Bobayom, the villages and the big cities read on that day, on Thursday. Umukavos Choma Lamachar, the cities that were surrounded with a wall from days of Yeshua ben Nun read when? The next day, on Friday, because that is what we call Shushan Purim. Chalios Erev Shabbos, let's say Yudal Adar, Purim falls out on Friday. So Kfarim Makdim in the Yom HaKnisa, the little villages never read on Friday. When are they going to read? The day before, on Thursday. The Ayaros Gedolos, the big cities, Umakavos Choman, the city surrounded by a wall, Korin Bo Bayom, they read on Friday. Even the city surrounded by a wall, in this case, read on Yud Dalid, because you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So they read the Megillah a day earlier on Friday. Chalios B'Shabbos, what if Purim falls out on Shabbos? So we could probably figure out already on our own. What are the cities that were surrounded by a wall going to do when Yud Dalet falls on Shabbos? Well, Sunday is their Purim, so they're great. They could just read the Megillah on Sunday. What about the villages and the cities? So Kfarim ve'ayoros gedolos makdim in v'korin liyom haknisa. Interesting thing over here. Both the villages, which of course are going to read on Thursday, and the big cities are also pushed back to Thursday. The big cities aren't just pushed back one day, they're pushed back 2 days to Thursday. Umukavos chama lemachar, and the cities that were surrounded by a wall would read on Sunday, on Tesvav Adar. Chalios achar Shabbos, if it falls out on Sunday, Kfarim makdim in the Yom HaKnisa, the villages read on the previous Thursday. Vayaros Kedolos Karim Bo Bayom. The big cities read on that Sunday, on Yudalid. Umakavas Chama Lamachar. And the city surrounded by a wall read on Monday, on the 15th day of Adar. So that's how it always plays out between Yud Aleph and Tezvav. Main point number one, the time for reading the Megillah depends on whether you live in a village, a big city, or a city surrounded by a wall. Never before the 11th, never after the 15th. Never before the 11th, never after the 15th. Good, says the Gemara now. Megillah nikreis biyud aleph minala. How do I know that Megillah is read on the 11th day of Adar? So says Gemara, minala could be dealing with the Meimar LeKaban. What do you mean, how do I know? We explain it later on, that chachamim hikilu ala kfarim, that the rabbis were lenient with the villagers, lios makdim liyom maknisa, to let them read the Megillah a little early on the day of the market. And that will free up the villagers to provide water and food for all their brethren in the big cities. So what kind of question? Why? Where do we know that they read on the 11th? That was the takana. The takana was that villagers get to read as early as the 11th. So says Gemara, no, anan hachi kamrina. This is what we were really asking. Michti, kulu anshe knas hagadola tiknuhu. The whole idea of reading Megillah at all is a takana made by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Disal gadaitach Anshei Knesset HaGadola. And therefore, the takana of reading on the 11th, the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, all of that was determined by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Disal gadaitach Anshei Knesset HaGadola, yodalid v'tesvav tikun. Because if the Anshei Knesset HaGadola only determined that you could read Megillah on the 14th or the 15th, and never determined to read Megillah any other time, they only instituted to read on the 14th and 15th, it doesn't make sense that anyone else later in history should have the right to change that and add extra days. The Anshei Knesset HaGadola were big people. Later generations are not allowed to come along and change dinim that are already on the books. Asu Rabbanon, you think the rabbis can come? Va'akri takanta ditakinu Anshei Knesset HaGadola, an uprooted takana that was made by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah that tells us not that way, and this is an important concept. Ein Beis Din Yachol Levatel Divrei Beis Din Chaveiro, Eli Imkein Gadol Mimenu B'Chachmo B'Minyin. One Beis Din cannot change or uproot the rule made by an earlier Beis Din, unless the new Beis Din is greater than the earlier Beis Din, both in wisdom and in numbers, in terms of influence. So there's no way anyone's ever going to match the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. How could we ever undo what they instituted? So clearly the Anshei Knesset HaGadola instituted to read the Megillah, Yod Aleph, Yod Beis, Yod Gimel, Yod Aleph, Tezvav. All of this must have been made by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. El Pshita Kulu Anshei Knesset HaGadola Takinu. So clearly everything was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. The question is, Hecha Ramiza. Where do we see in the Megillah itself a hint to the idea that you could read it even earlier than Purim? The Megillah itself says to read the Megillah on Yadalid and for Shushan on Tezvav. But where do we find in the words of the Megillah a hint to the idea that you could even read it before that? So, main point number two, the Anshei Knesset HaGadola were misakein all of these days, 11 through 15. Because if they weren't, no other Beis Din would have been able to be misakin them. If Anshei Knesset HaGadola didn't institute them, no other Beis Din would have had the right to do so. That's main point number two. Again, Anshei Knesset HaGadola were misakin all of these days, because if they weren't, no other Beis Din would have ever had the right to be misakin them. So says the Gemara, Rav Shem Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kra. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says, L'kayem es yemei hapurim ha'ela, Bizmanehem, key word, Bizmanehem. You should read the Megillah in their times. Zmanim harbe tiknu lehem. There are many times that we were misakein of this reading of the Megillah. So that's where we see that you could read a few extra days, all the way back to Yud Aleph. Says Gemara, Haimi Baile Lugufei. What are you talking about? We need that pasuk Bizmanehem already to teach us that you read it on Yud Aleph and Tezvav. How could that teach us that you're allowed to read it earlier? So says Gemara, Imkein Lemakra Zman. All it would have needed to say to teach me that you read it on Yudal and Tezvav is Zman. My Zmanehem, what's the extra Yud Hey Mem, Zmanehem? Zmanim Tuva, that there must be lots of times you're allowed to read the Megillah. Vakati mi Baile says, no, no, I still need the word Zmanahem for something else. Zmano shel zeh, lo kizmano shel zeh. To tell me that each place has its own day of reading the Megillah. How do I know that you can even go back days before that? Imke lemakra zmanam. If it were just to tell me about Yudalit for certain places and Tesvav for other places, it would have said Zmanam. My Zmanehem, why does it say Zmanehem? Sham mina kulu. So it must be that you have all these extra days that you're allowed to read also. Ema Zmanim, so Frekta Gemara, Ema Zmanim Tuva. Well, once you have Zmanehem, maybe it means you can read all the way from Aleph Adar or Beis Adar. Maybe it's even more time than Yudalit. So Zmanehem, Dumyut Zmanam. No, because we learn that whatever amount of days we're adding from the word Zmanehem, it has to be the same amount of days that we would learn from Zmanam. What are the 2 days that the Megillah says explicitly you can read the Megillah on? 14th and 15th. So Zmanehem teaches us another 2 days, the 11th and the 12th. That's how I know you could read from the 11th. What day is missing in this calculation? 13th. Where do you have 13th? Mazmanam trei, afzmanehem trei. Just like zmanam is 2, 14th and 15th, so too zmanehem adds 2 more, the 11th and 12th. Says Gemara, 11th and 12th, they're a trace of a tlaysar. I would think it's the 12th and the 13th. Says Gemara, no, the 13th is obvious. 13th is clear you're allowed to read the Megillah. You don't need a pasuk. Kedam Rashmo Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakolhi. Because 13th is the day that they all gathered to defend themselves. The Jews all gathered to defend themselves. Meaning, the entire miracle of Purim happened on the 13th. Of course you're allowed to read on the 13th. V'lot Tzarech L'Rabuye. So we don't need an extra pasuk. So Achanami, applying that to here, Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakolhi. The 13th is the day where we all gathered together to defend ourselves. V'lot Tzarech L'Rabuye. We don't need an extra pasuk. So says Gemara, okay, great. So you want to tell me an extra... I know the 13th because it's logical. I know the 14th and the 15th because it says it in the Megillah. So Zmanehem adds 2 more days. How do you know it's the 11th and 12th? Maybe the 2 more days are the 16th and the 17th. So says Gemara, Ve'ema shitza v'shivsar. Maybe it's the 16th and the 17th. So says Gemara, V'lo yavar ksiv. It says you can't pass through it. You're not allowed to lo yavar. You can't let it pass by. Meaning you're not allowed to go past the 15th. So we can't be past the 15th. So that's one approach. One approach is, how do I know that you can read Megillah from Yud Aleph? What's the key word? Zmanehem. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni says, no, it's a different pasuk. Amar Krav pasuk says, Kayamim asher nachu behem ha-Yehudim, Yamim ki Yamim. It says, ki Yamim, like the days. So we have more days that are like the original days. So L'Rabos Yud Aleph Yud Beis. That teaches us, just like the days are 14th and 15th, we have extra days that are just like those days that you're allowed to read the Megillah, the 11th and the 12th. But again, Ve'im a trace of a tlesa. Why the 11th and 12th? Why not the 12th and the 13th? So what's the Gemara going to answer? We already know the 13th from logic. What's the logic of reading on the 13th? Exactly. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kila Lekolhi. That was the day the Jews gathered together. V'lo tzarech l'rabuye. We don't need any extra pasuk for that. Okay, so you have 2 extra days. V'ema shitza v'shivsar. But maybe it's the 16th and the 17th. V'lo yavar ksiv. It already says lo yavar, so we know it can't be the 16th and 17th. Main point number 3. 2 possible sources to allow reading on the 11th and the 12th. Either Bizmanehem or Kiyamim. The 13th we know because it was Zman Kihila Lakol. It was the main day of the miracle. So again, 2 possible sources to teach that we could read on the 11th and 12th. Either Bizmanehem or Kiyamim. The 13th we know because that's Zman Kihila Lakol. That's when the main miracle happened. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, my time in law, Amar mi bizmanehem. Why didn't Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni want to use the pasuk of zmanehem? Zman zmanam zmanehem lo mashmalei. He thinks we're reading too much into that one word. The pasuk says zmanehem, and we're making one drasha from the zayin memnun, another drasha from the fact that it's plural, and then another drasha from the extra hey. That's way too much to learn from one word. Rav Shmuel bar Abba, my time in law, Amar mi ki yamim. Why didn't Rav Shmuel bar Abba want to learn from ki yamim? Kiyamim just teaches me that we read the Megillah even in future generations, not just that first year that it happened. Period. Amar Rabba Bar Brachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva satim ta'a, didarish zman zmanam zmanehem. This is Rabbi Akiva Satimto, who holds this way, that you can read the Megillah on all these different days. Aval Chachamim Omrim Ein Koronosa Ela Bizmana. The Chachamim say you're only allowed to read the Megillah on time, on the right day, which is when? 14th for some people and 15th for others. But you don't get the 11th and 12th. No way, according to the Chachamim. So the question is, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean by that? Does he mean that we don't get the 14th, according to the Chachamim, ever? We don't get the 11th and 12th ever, that we don't get the 11th and 12th nowadays, but we used to get it when there was a Beis HaMikdash. So Meisve, the Gemara asks on this, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai bizman shashanim kitiknon v'Yisrael shruin al masan. Rabbi Yehuda says, when are we allowed to read all these different days? That's when the Jewish people lived in Eretz Yisrael. Aval bizman hazeh, but nowadays, Hol mistaklin bas, since we use Purim to figure out when Pesach is going to be, meaning we use Purim to start counting the 30 days to Pesach, Ein koronos el bizmana, we got to read on time. Because if you read on the 11th day, everyone starts counting 30 days to Pesach from then, what are they going to end up doing? They're going to make Pesach too early, which wouldn't be so bad to stop eating chametz a couple of days early, but they're also going to start eating chametz a couple of days too early at the end. So we can't read it early anymore, bizmana zeh. So Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman, which Tana was Rabbi Yehuda talking within? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, if he's going within the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Afilu Bizman Hazeh Isala Haytakata. Rabbi Akiva would hold that, no, even nowadays we're allowed to read on the 11th day. Elolav Aliba de Rabbanan. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda was going within the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would say we're not allowed to read on the 11th day. Rabbi Yehuda was saying that even they would agree when there's a Beis HaMikdash and when we live in Eretz Yisrael, we are allowed to read on the 11th day. And the Rabbanan would hold that if we're living in Eretz Yisrael, we're allowed to read on the 11th day. So that's a bomb kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan was one that said that according to the Chachamim, you could never read on the 11th day. We see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that according to the Chachamim, you can read on the 11th day as long as the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. Ikeda Amri, others have that it's not a kash on Rabbi Yochanan, but rather Amar Rabba Bar Brachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan's original statement actually was Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Satim Ta'a Aval Chachamim Amru Bizmana Zeh Hol Mistaklba In Koronosel Bizmana, that the Chachamim themselves said that only nowadays we're not allowed to read earlier than the 14th. Because of the fact that we're looking at Purim to try to figure out when Pesach is nowadays. In the days of when we're living in Eretz Yisrael, we figure out when Pesach is by having witnesses come and tell us about the new moon. But nowadays, we're looking at Purim, so the Rabbanan themselves said that. That when the Beis HaMikdash was around, when we're living in Eretz Yisrael, it's great. But nowadays, we have to cancel out Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel from reading Megillah. And now, Rabbi Yehuda is a perfect raya. Tanya Nam Yachu, we have a brisa that supports this, because Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Sai Bizman Shashanim Ketiknon V'Yisrael Shruin Alad Masan. When is it that we read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, 14th, or 15th, only when we're actually living in Eretz Yisrael? Aval Bizman Hazeh, but nowadays, Hoel Umistaklin Bas, since we are looking at it as to determine when Pesach is, Ein Koronosa Ela Bizmana. We would only read Megillah on the right day. Main point number four, and final main point, Machlokas Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva, which day, during which point in history we're allowed to read on Yud Aleph. Rabbi Akiva says always, and the Chachamim say only when we're living in Eretz Yisrael. Let's put it this way. Rabbi, you could even skip the first sentence. Rabbi Akiva holds, we're always allowed to read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The Chacham say, only when we're living in Eretz Yisrael. When we're not living in Eretz Yisrael, we can only read on Yud Dalet, obviously, because as we said, that's what they would use to determine when Pesach is. Okay, that was under 20 minutes, 19 minutes and 20 seconds, so we did okay. What?